Did you like fruits as a child?
All the ones that we used to have, they always seemed to have maggots in them. Because my father grew things in the garden, and the raspberries always seemed to have maggots in, so I still look at raspberries to see if there are any maggots in them, and strawberries in the summer. We did have fruit. Because my father was a GP and he used to go and do a lot of visits in those days, and so a lot of driving around the countryside, and all the local farmers used to give him things, so we'd have whatever he'd been given in the way of fruits or eggs or cream or whatever. Yes, I did like them, but I don't remember a huge amount sitting there. Certainly not like now.
Like you said, from the garden. I mean, Sunday pudding was always gooseberry tart,
yes,
or blackberries,
or rhubarb. Yes,
that was grown in the garden rather than whole fruits in a fruit bowl like we have today.
Yeah.
You don't have like whole fruits at Christmas, maybe Easter.
And something like pineapple came in a tin.
Yes, tinned pineapple and tinned cream.
Yes.
Yeah. Sterilised sort of.
Evaporated milk.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. The word peaches meant tinned peaches.
Tinned syrup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And syrup.
Lots of tinned peaches.
Yes.
And fruit cocktail.
Yes.
She used to argue over the cherry. There was only one.
If you made fruit, if you made fruit salad, it was a few different tins.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, tinned pears.
Yes.
They're quite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, apples, lots of apples, but they always had maggots in too.
We always had a bowl of fruit in the house, and I remember it was always piled up, lots of fruit, and bought fruit. We had garden fruit, you know, cooked in pies and stuff, but my father was a doctor, but he was very great fruit eater through his life, and he always finished every meal with an apple, and he used to eat fruit very quickly, sort of gobble it down. Whereas my mother, she knew fruit was healthy and she provided it, but she couldn't stand it and never ate it. And she taught me that when you eat an orange, you chop it up, dip it in a saucer of sugar. And if you eat a banana, you slice it, sprinkle it with sugar, and then top of the milk. Yes, that's right. You don't, because that was to her, to get fruit down was an effort. But I do remember going to tea with a friend and we were each given a banana as dessert, and I just sat there and gobbled this banana in about three bites, and they all laughed at me. I'd never seen a banana eaten in any other way, because that was how my father ate bananas and ate fruit.
There was always fruit in the house, probably bananas, apples. I hate fruit and still do. So they would be there, but I wouldn't touch them. Under extremists, I'd eat it, but only if, you know, persuaded. I was brought up by my father and my aunt. So he was also a very keen gardener. So there'd be lots of, you know, leeks, cabbages, rhubarb, you know, all that sort of thing from the garden, which would come in to the house. So if there was an afters, as you were saying, it would be based on, you know, rhubarb tart or apple pie or something that's come probably from the garden.
There'd always be lots of vegetables because my dad had a double allotment, which he was absolutely addicted to. You know, all of Sunday would be on the allotment, and he wasn't just standard things. He grew all sorts of different things. Was very interested in not just the food, but the effect that growing it had on the ground, and, you know, adding in the burnt tops and everything, and big compost heaps and everything to try and improve the ground all the time. I wish I'd learned more. I should have done, but I didn't. So always lots of vegetables and salads, and then fruit at the top half of the garden was fruit bushes, and we'd also go out blackberry picking and hip and haw picking. Quite often that was turned into jam, but yeah, you probably eat more than half of what you picked while you were doing it, so.
I do remember, because you can probably tell I was brought up in the country, there was always an abundance of potatoes, milk, eggs. So we got a lot of bread and butter pudding.
Oh, yes.
Rice pudding.
Lots of milk puddings.
Plenty of apples. There are always apples to make into apple pie and things like that. But and they seem to be regularly available. But we didn't very often have meat in the week, unless, as you all said, it was the leftover from... But there were so many of us, there wasn't very much left over to make another meal. I like this question, in front of the television or not. Television hadn't been invented when I was little.
No, sorry. Not me. It came a bit later.
Radio Luxembourg used to be screeching away in the corner.
Can I say something about school dinners? But this isn't about the food, it was about the system.
Fine.
No. The school I was at, they had a huge dining hall, and there were tables, long tables, and they each seated 20, and they were numbered with numbers and letters. So there's T for top table, and then A to about G or more. And so you, each meal, you had to pick a ticket. So you might have picked G1 or T4 or A6, and you had to go and sit in that chair. So you never sat next to your friends. So every meal you muddled up. So it's made me able to talk to anybody. It doesn't bother me at all. But it was quite torturous when you were small. And you sat next to these big girls and they used to talk across you. It was horrendous. And then you had this horrible meal that smells of cabbage.
I did like school lunch because it was always something nicer than we got at home. But we were smaller tables, always sat with the same classmates, with a prefect one end and a teacher the other. And my hand was always up for seconds because it was such a treat to have this lovely food. A bit different from today's meals, I'm sure.
It's my guilty secret, my record was seventh.
Wow. You did well.
Just that once there. Yeah. It's a bit ill afterwards.
Well, in the country, we certainly didn't have a supermarket, but the co-op had a travelling shop that used to visit our road, and my mother used to get most of her things from the co-op that came to our road as a travelling shop. Otherwise, we grew it, or Dad brought it home from the local farm.
Well, we lived in a village and there was a butcher and a grocer, but and they both delivered. My mother used to phone them up once a week and they came round with a weekly order.
The baker used to deliver as well.
The baker
used to deliver. The basket.
Right. Yes. And the milk, of course, was delivered.
Oh, yes.
We used to get a van would come round with, the butcher would come round in a van, the baker would come round in a van. There was a chap who came round with fish sometimes. Mm. But they would just, you know, drop street, pop the horn, and if you wanted it, you went out. Otherwise, it was a bus ride to the shop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Our milkman had a horse and cart.
Oh, that's nice.
And he'd been engaged to the lady that came with him. They'd been engaged for 26 years in the house. My mother used to phone up the store and ask them to deliver all the groceries. So and so they, you know, like you do an online delivery now, but you'd have to say one packet of cornflakes, half That's pound right. of butter, mm-hmm. and then it'd all be written down by hand and then it would be delivered in cardboard boxes.
Mm. I think homemade cake was a sort of part of our culture, and if you had guests or went somewhere, there was always homemade cake. And now probably biscuits people bring out if someone goes round.
Well, I make cakes.
Good for you. Good for you.
I love making cakes.
Yeah.
I don't, because I will eat it all.
That's the problem. Mm.
But generally, it's not so much a part of the part. It's like the smoking, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly puddings would have been. Well, we don't have puddings these days, but yes, at home, my mum would always make a pudding. Usually cheap ingredients, but filling. So. Yeah.
And school dinners always had a pudding.
Yeah.
I think as a child, the emphasis was on filling us up rather than nutrition. Because we didn't have much money.
Yes.
And there wasn't much choice.
Mm.
That's true, there wasn't.
Bob's No. Do you want to take?
No, you can do it. Yeah.
His family, they took afternoon tea very seriously, and it was a meal, and it was at 4 o'clock.
Always. Precisely.
Precisely.
4 o'clock.
So they, if they were out somewhere or went to a National Trust property, they were back at four because they'd not be out and miss their tea. And it would be served in the living room, not the kitchen or the dining room. It was carried through so that you could sit on the settee and the food was served on the coffee tables. Yes. And it was thinly sliced buttered bread with jam and then cakes.
On
a selection of
just
on plates sometimes, but always a selection.
Biscuits.
Yeah, fruit cakes, sponge, little fairy cakes. Yeah. And it was
and tea.
Full ritual, and tea in china cups with saucers, the fit cocking the little finger, the whole thing, and, you know, it was proper thing.
Sugar cubes in a bowl.
Yeah. Yes. And our children we never did this at home, but they used to, it was such a treat. Can we go and stay with Auntie and Grandad and have afternoon tea?
I mean, we didn't have a television until I was 15, so we used to have the evening meal at the table. But then as soon as the television arrived, we took the same meal but had it, well, around the television watching whatever rubbish was on. It just completely changed the focus of the family, really. It became the centre of attention instead of people facing each other and talking to each other. A bit of a cliche, but it became the thing that you centred on. And the food remained the same, it just moved location.
My favourite food was sweets when I was a child. I used to really, it was a proper Roald Dahl, you know, in the sweet shop with jars and buying them, but also penny sweets and any sweets really. I remember getting pocket money and going straight down to the sweet shop and coming back with goodies. Chews.
I remember we had a little shop that had all the jars, and when I think now the patience of the lady that used to serve us, because we would take forever
to
choosing what we were going to have.
Yep.
Nowadays I think I'd say to them, oh, hurry up.
When my mother wanted us to be occupied, she used to give us sixpence and we'd go down to the sweet shop and we'd be there for the whole afternoon spending sixpence.
They were very, very patient.
Ten aniseed balls and such.
Yeah. I hope you choose them.
Spaghetti. I could never eat spaghetti when I was a child because my father would be out in the garden gardening. And he used to like pick up worms, and he'd say, pretend to eat them. And then you'd go in, and there'd be a plate full of worms and spaghetti in it. He used to make me really feel queasy. Even now, I like spaghetti. I don't eat it, but I might do it for my granddaughters when they come. And I have to chop it up in little bits. I can't. After long, lots of worms.
When we were growing up, we had quite a long garden, and my father grew vegetables, as everyone did in those days. And the peas, we used to go down the garden and kind of hide behind vegetables and take all the peas off and eat them, because they're delicious, as we all know, when they're fresh. And the next door neighbour had a greengage tree, and it used to shed fruit in our garden. And we used to sit under this tree, willing the fruit to fall because it was scrumptious. And that's a very vivid memory of doing that. Nicking the peas and the greengages, actually. They were delicious. We had a lot of jam when I was young. Because we lived basically on bread, and we're lucky we got jam as well. But I still make tea cakes. I don't make them, I buy them, and we have them for tea, and I put raspberry jam on them.
That's the only time I use jam. If I was doing scones, you'd need it. Or if I was making, say, a Victoria sandwich, you've got to have jam in the middle.
Seedless raspberry jam. And we have marmalade. And, of course, we have lots of chutneys.
It's almost as though jam has lost its role when afternoon tea went out, isn't it?
We've always got some in the fridge at home.
We've
always
got some. But it, it's lost a long time. Yeah.
It does. Very satisfying to make. I really like making jam and marmalade.
And do you make jam roly-poly?
No, I just make the jam and then I never know what to do.
Yes. Well, it was at school dinner.
That's jam roly-poly. Used up the jam while
it was
going off.
Yeah, jam used to be a big component of lots of desserts, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Baked roll tart, jam tart,
yeah,
all those sorts of things which have either gone out of fashion altogether or they're just bought.
I think we use fresh fruit instead. Like, if I were doing scones now, I would put strawberries on them with cream rather than strawberry jam.
Your picture of the quinces, and we have a quince tree in the garden, and I made they were really good this year, so I made a lot of quince jelly, and that's a nice thing to make. But nobody wants it. Make it.
You make it and nobody eats it.
I made plum jam because we had spare, too many, and Bob doesn't like them, and I can't eat a tree full of plums.
Well, luckily our plum tree produces about 4 or 5 plums.
But it had a good year.
It did last year.
And I made jam, it'll last me for years because nobody else will eat it.
Well, that was its role historically, wasn't it? The fruit all arrived at the same time, so you preserved it.
Yeah,
I mean, jam making used to be a whole evening of my mother with lots of pans and boiling a little saucer on the windowsill to see if it was set. Sneaking in and getting the saucer afterwards too.
Just testing the jam again.
Yeah. I'm always a bit horrified when I make anything like that. It's the amount of sugar I have to buy to.
That's the sugar you have to put in, isn't it?
We used to eat syrup tart quite frequently.
We still have apple crumble because
we've got
lots of apple trees and I just freeze the apples in tubs and then use them all year. Mm. So we still have apple pie, apple crumble.
Fruit crumbles.
Mm. I think younger people don't eat them though.
We always have pudding, always. My husband would think he was being really deprived if there was no pudding. And it's something traditional usually. Mm. Trifle, as you say, apple crumble. Syrup tart is my particular favourite.
Cheesecakes.
Yeah, cheesecakes.
Cheesecake's popular now.
Yeah, but I buy them. Naughty, naughty.
Tiramisu is my favourite.
There's always something.
I only make a pudding if there are visitors, I'll make a pudding, but otherwise we don't have puddings, just fruit.
Does anybody still make rice pudding, milk pudding?
Only because my husband doesn't like it. I would eat it, with jam on it.
I like milk puddings.
If I even suggested it, my partner would leave me.
My husband hates it. As a child, though, we had rice pudding frequently.
Yeah.
Tapioca,
semolina,
sago.
Yes. Always with jam.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's mainly. Although you see tinned rice pudding in the supermarkets, I think somebody's buying it.
Yeah. I think they buy it rather than make it now.
But it's obviously popular with somebody.
Mm. Yeah, it's great.
What about fresh porridge? I can never understand why people buy things like that because it costs over £1.
Mm.
And you can buy a kilo of porridge, 70 pence in Morrison's. Mm. And why would you spend £1 something on fresh porridge that somebody else has made?
It's like a ready set jelly in a plastic jar.
I know. It costs a fortune.
Why would you buy that? It doesn't take 5 minutes to make jelly, does it?
Yeah, that's another thing we have, jelly, fruit jelly, quite often.
It's good for the fingernails, I make it for Bob.
Yeah,
let's have a look.
Lovely. Normally, if I go in the garden, they all split.
I do make fruit jelly a lot. I certainly wouldn't buy it there. I'm not a great fan of chocolate, but my husband has 2 squares every single night.
That's good for you.
Mm. Well, it's not something I enjoy, particularly chocolate. But I would rather eat some licorice all sorts or just licorice. Mm. But he likes to have 2 squares every evening.
Is that dark chocolate?
Always dark.
Chocolate,
he doesn't like milk chocolate.
I could never leave it as 2
squares. No. That's exactly what I was thinking. How does he manage 2 squares?
I'd finish the packet.
So self-control.
Maybe it's because I ration it.
You put 2 squares on a plate.
Could you just put out 3 and see what happens?
Or 1.
I think you'll eat.